minutes for correction or approval? Or, I guess, citizen comment, is there anyone online?
Nobody's online, other than him.
No comments on minutes?
Yeah?
Good.
All right. Just put that in the consent agenda.
That actually doesn't need to go forward, you can just work on here.
All right. All right, new business, item number one, ADM 2515, budget reports for March and April 2025.
Well, same story as previous months, the sales tax and non-home rule sales tax continue to come in strong. We're looking at around maybe 9 to 10% year-over-year growth for municipal sales tax at the end of FY 25, and around maybe 7 to 8% growth for non-home rule sales tax, so that's certainly a good thing to see. These financial reports are on the cash basis, so that means I still have to apply the accrual, so there'll be some expenses that will incur in May this month, and then next month, and perhaps even July, that we'll need to kick back to the fiscal year. And there'll also be some revenues, too, that we'll receive in May, June, and July that we also need to kick back as well. So typically in August, we kind of give our unaudited financial report, followed by the actual financial report presentation by the auditors in October. So if there's any questions, we have any answers.
I have none. Chris?
Not at the moment. Getting back into this committee, you're up. I'll have
questions. All right.
I'm sorry, now you say you're good?
I'm good.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Item number two, ADM 2516, treasurer's report for March and April 2025.
So for the month ending March 31st, 2025, beginning fund balance of $31,282,285, year-to-date revenues $112,053,486, year-to-date expenses of $71,655,574, for a projected ending fund balance of $71,608,197. For the report ended April 30th, 2025, beginning fund balance of $31,282,285, year-to-date revenues of $118,133,497, year-to-date expenses of $76,238,227, for projected ending fund balance of $73,177,555.
Any questions? Do I have to do something with this then?
Yeah, usually it goes on consent.
All right, let's do that then.
Okay.
We want to break tradition here.
I mean, hey, you're running the show.
Yeah, right. It's up to you.
Well, I talked to Craig into putting a lot of stuff
on. Fair enough.
One thing I recommended to Craig last night is get the worksheet. Mm-hmm. If you print the worksheet, mm-hmm. It gives a kind of a guide on informational, if it needs to go to City Council.
Sure.
I've always found it helpful, more than the agenda.
Absolutely. All right, so item number two, ADM 25-17, cash statements for December 2024 through March of 2025.
Well, if you notice on the cash statements, you can see it's our normal cash flow cycle. We're kind of, as we wind down the calendar year, we're probably at our lowest point of cash for the year, around $20 million. And then starting in February, that kicks up to almost over $60 million, and that's because of the 25A and B bonds that we issued for, I think the B bonds were about $38 million, and the water bonds were around $25 million. Not all of it is contained here, some of it's investments as well. We've just been kind of rolling it over into 30 to 60 day treasury bills, along with the insured cash sweep, which I've done recently. That hasn't shown up yet, but that was approved by council last month, so we put some funds in there as well. So again, this is an informational item. Happy to answer any questions if you have any.
On the returns we're getting for those treasuries, as they're sitting there waiting for us to spend those down, what's the anticipation of the interest that we're bearing on those? What does that go towards right now?
It just goes to the fund, so any interest that we earn on the water bonds, the 2025A bonds, goes to the water fund, and then anything for the building and grounds fund for the new public works facility goes to that fund.
So it goes right into the fund?
Correct.
And it's not allocated, it's just going into basically the general of that fund?
Right, it goes into investment earnings of that fund, correct.
Okay, and then since those are substantial funds, there's a decent amount being generated as compared to some of the other revenues that we get, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I assume that could be marked for something if we wanted to.
Absolutely, it'll fall to the bottom line, and then we can either appropriate that through a budget amendment in FY26, or we can use it for a future budget year as well, so.
Okay.
Good. Ken, I haven't forgotten about you. Do you have anything to ask or add?
He's good.
That's good. So, item number four, ADM 2025-18, review of invoices between $5,000 and $25,000.
This is informational, just kind of, excuse me, rehashing the bills that we've had in previous bill lists between $5,000 and $25,000. The last meeting in March, the two meetings in April, and then our first meeting in May. So, any questions? I'd be happy to answer them.
Another question. These are all either previously budgeted or are council authorized?
Correct.
Looks like?
Yeah.
So, nothing that's come up that's been outside of those two parameters?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Item number five, ADM 25-19, reports for March, or website reports for March and April 2025.
We're on our upward trend. You see that we kind of bottom out in February where we have low event numbers and kind of just low visits in general, and now we're on the upward trend, especially with construction projects going full tilt here in April and May. So we expect to see that moving forward and peaking in July and August as usual, both on our website side and our socials. But everything else looks in line.
Great. Okay.
No, I'll be interested to see what the data center presentation and those going up if we see an uptick over that. So.
Interesting. All right. Next item, item number six, ADM 25-20, resolution approving an extension to an agreement to provide janitorial services by Unimax Management Corporation.
So in the packet, you have the RFP from 2023. We looked at all of the results from that, and we are very happy with our current provider, Unimax. We talked to all the department heads within the buildings, and everybody has had good things to say about them. So we went back and looked at the overall pricing and the extensions, and we found that if we approve the one-year extension with Unimax, it is still less than the third-year option for all the other bids in 2023. So we would still likely be at a savings for that if we just go forward this 1 year, and then we can go out for bid again in the coming year if we decide to. So the city is recommending just a 1 year extension with our current provider, Unimax.
Any questions?
No.
No.
Staff's happy with it. Buildings look good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a the same rate as we're paying?
It's an increase. There is an increase.
Little 3%?
3% increase.
And, do they have window cleaning as a service in there? Is that part of it?
I'd have to look specifically. I'm not sure.
The only thing that I've noticed so often is the stairwell.
Okay.
I
think definitely.
Mm-hmm. Looks like they could use cleaning, but I don't know how often if that's included. It's
not sure off the top of my head. And Jesus does a really good job at monitoring everything, so I'll make sure to mention that.
Okay.
Any objection to putting it on the consent agenda?
No.
Sounds good to me.
You don't want to read
it? Well, I mean, it's not like a new contract. Or
yeah, it was new that you wanted. It's good.
All right, moving along to item number seven. We have ADM 2025-21 resolution approving an agreement for drug and alcohol testing services with Sturgey Occupational Health.
Sturgey is in town here in Yorkville. Currently for CDL and our random testing, we use Midwest Occupational Health, which is in Aurora, and the testing is completed at Physicians, which is in Oswego. So Sturgey has started up this new testing site 2 years ago. We've been using them for all of our employee drug tests for about a year, and it's gone really well. And now they have gone into a consortium as well, so we will be able to do all of our CDL testing, which includes a random, so that we're not large enough to do random testing by ourselves, so we will be in a pool similar how we are with Midwest Occupational Health, and that will start immediately. It's just nice to bring this business back into town, and that they're great. We've been happy with them so far.
Does anyone have any questions on this?
Nope. We're not bidding this out, but we went to them, so.
Yeah, we do not have a current contract with anybody. So right now, this will be our first contract with the service.
But as you said, competitive with the rates of what we've been getting.
Correct.
Okay. I'm good with that. It's in the town, it's better.
Sounds good. Well, it's a new contract, and we didn't put it out to bid, so it's
probably the majority. If someone wants to pull it, they can pull it.
All right, twist my arm. Consented.
There is always that option.
All right. And item number 8, ADM 2025-22, Beecher Center Facility License and Premises Use Agreement Extensions.
So there are two use agreements in the packet, one for senior services and then one for Community Nutrition Network. Very similar to what we've been doing, both extensions of our current contract. The only difference is we will be getting a $500 rent fee with the senior services, I believe, and that is just to go towards maintenance of the building. And Community Nutrition Network is asking for a 3-year, so that's a 3-year, and then senior services is asking for a 5-year, which has been in line with what we've been doing.
So the nutrition, no fee, senior service, $500 annually, and that's it. That's all we need.
And it just goes back into the maintenance fund.
And senior services, they provide insurance, liability. Is it the same for
the community nutrition?
Do they have that as well?
They do, because it's the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're covered then.
Yes.
Any questions with it?
Matt? Good.
Ken, do you have anything to add?
I'm good.
All right, well, since it's kind of just a continuation, put it on consent. There's no objections?
No, sounds good.
All right. Let's see, any old business here? Any additional business that anyone would like to discuss?
No.
Ken?
No, I'm good.
Nothing else, I think we can adjourn this meeting.
All right, we'll see you, Ken.